S. Cavalettes. Right in the middle of Plaza Mayor, we find the emblematic building of S. Cavalettes. We can consider it as the little brother of the town hall, since it hosts several municipal services. If we stand right next to the Catafalque, another essential element of the square, we can see its entire facade, which was the result of the last reform of this house, carried out in 1995. Throughout history, the building has housed a school for boys, later one for girls, a butcher's shop, a cultural centre, and now it is the headquarters of the town planning departments of the Pobla Consistory. In the basement, there's a surprise. In the 1880s, it was a prison, its fondette. Now, the space has been converted into an exhibition hall. Art in Sa Pobla takes on special relevance during the Art Copes event, which is held at the beginning of October. Many cultural spaces host various art shows in all their disciplines, which are also placed in private spaces, such as bars and restaurants. The initiative of the local artist Ferran Pisa to bring art closer to the public has taken on great importance over the years, and the Art Copes has become one of the unmissable events in Sa Pobla. Do you remember the Sant Antoni festivities? Es Cavalettes also play an important role. This is where the Caparots minions, one of the leading figures of the festivities, keep their costumes. And every year, they leave this building to dance in the square. They do it on both sides of the Catafalque, where the music band and the cherimias are placed. Shall we finish the route through the centre of Sa Pobla? Let's go to Can Pere Antony.